Welcome to the S Words Podcast. This is Stuff Episode 13. Ooh.
Booga, 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 booga.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Alex Lau.
And I'm Michael Lee.
All right, so Stuff segment number 13. We're going with, I guess, to go along with the Star Trek episode we just had earlier. And
movies.
This is the top five films you're interested in that are going to be released for the rest of this year. I wish I did this a lot earlier.
Yeah,
probably would have been better.
Probably a good idea. Next time we'll do
like
it in
maybe
January.
A week ago.
Well, anyways, summer has just started. And of course, award season starts coming up in the fall. So there's still a lot of things out there for us to see. So we're going to go into our top five films you're interested in this year. Anyone got honorable mentions? I've got a huge list of them.
I only have two honorable mentions. They were originally on my list until you guys pointed out better movies. These are movies that I will have to watch as if they were train wrecks. One being...
G.I. Joe?
No.
Transformers 2?
No.
Ice Age 3?
No.
There's a lot of movies I can just think
of. Yes. But mine are Ninja Assassin.
With Rain!
Okay.
And Astro Boy, to see how Nicolas Cage can not only ruin the youths of whoever liked Ghost Rider, but how he can ruin the youths of, like, 50-year-old Japanese men.
There were people who liked Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Who are these people? What Ghost Rider movie?
No, I'm just talking about the comics.
There are people who like Ghost Rider?
Okay, Alex, you have a point.
Ghost Rider comics?
In the late 90s, yeah, they actually did like it.
Ghost Rider was actually cool, in the 90s.
Yeah, when they concentrated more on the biker part, right?
Yeah, God, what was it? Daniel? It wasn't Johnny Blaze, it was a new one. I don't remember his name.
The new Ghost Rider.
Yeah, the one with the penis stare. The guy that can make you feel bad.
About yourself. So actually, I have to wonder, just random question, which is worse, penance stare or swim fast talk to fish? Traditional swim fast talk to fish, not like Super Friends Aquaman, not like super buff, I can swim at Mach 5 and like create sonic booms above the water thing.
The Aquaman who lost his hand, Aquaman?
Yeah, the lame Aquaman. Lame Aquaman or penance stare?
Well, you got to understand that it's really a matter of wording. Penance stare sounds awesome, despite being not so awesome. Aquaman sounds really not awesome, because it's really not awesome.
Okay, so swim fast, talk to fish is worse then.
I like fish, but I don't want to talk to them.
You guys need to watch Batman Brave and the Bold.
Why, is Aquaman like a badass in that?
Aquaman is the best thing in that show.
What?
And
as a joke or for real?
That's saying a lot,
wow.
Because so much of that show is awesome.
Is he cool, or is this like... Oh, he shows up and he's like, hey guys, and like, oh, we already fought all the crime, Aquaman, go back home.
No, you should just watch it.
Okay.
Seriously,
all right.
Just watch
all right.
It.
Okay, so anyway, back to the subject at hand. Honorable mentions. Any other ones before Kevin gets into his list?
I got three.
Okay.
Whoa.
One is Harry Potter.
He's outdoing you.
Yes, I am. I got Harry Potter because it's Harry Potter and I'm just like required to. Another is Maiden Heist because
really?
It has Morgan Freeman, Christopher Walken, and William H. Macy. Just because of those three.
Okay, I can accept that. Wait, what is it actually about?
Who cares?
it's
Morgan
about
Freeman.
These three people are museum security guards, and they're going to plan a heist. So
William H. Macy, Morgan Freeman, and Christopher Walken.
Yeah, just from that. That's all I need to know.
I kind of
want to see it.
Well, as much as I want to see it based on the cast, I've been burned by all three of them for individual projects before. And this sounds like some sort of Wild Hogs type project.
That's true.
And I never, and there is no Wild Hogs movie.
Yeah. You can't deny that one. Sorry,
oh,
Kevin.
God.
All right, next.
And my third one is a Japanese film.
Oppai Volleyball?
Yes,
Departures?
Oh my god, you're
Oppai Volleyball.
I was right about that one.
Wow.
It's a Japanese film. It actually is out in Japan. I'm just hoping one day it'll get released in the United States.
Yeah, in your dreams, buddy. What would they translate it as?
Oppai Volleyball.
It'll translate it as
Booby Volleyball.
Shaolin.
Can we say that?
Volleyball.
Shaolin Volleyball.
In Japan.
Actually, didn't they? They had a Shaolin basketball movie.
They had a Shaolin basketball, which they called Slam Dunk, actually.
Oh, that's
really?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a Hong Kong movie.
Ooh.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Opie Volleyball. It is the heartwarming story of a down and out high school volleyball team who their brand new club advisor happens to be this cute 20-something young girl who motivates them to play hard by promising that she will let them touch her boobies if they win.
Okay. All right. That sounds like the Porky's of volleyball movies.
Sounds like Major League.
Actually, yeah. All right, Mike, do you have any honorable mentions?
Pretty much all my honorable mentions are old children's titles like
Where the Wild Things Are.
Well, I'm thinking more like G.I. Joe, Transformers, Astro Boy, Land of the Lost, and various others. Nothing really special about in that list.
Are you gonna go see Land of the Lost?
Probably not. I doubt I'll see any of those movies, actually.
I don't know of anyone that's interested to see that movie, and I think it's got the weekend all to itself. It's like the first one in June or
June
something.
5th, yeah.
Did you ever watch those H&R Puff and Stuff type shows back in the days?
In reruns, maybe.
I only know about H&R Puff and Stuff from
Toys. Yeah.
All right. I'll go through my list.
I got a lot
of them. And then I'm going to go from my number 10 down to my number 6, and then we can go to the regular.
Man, that's like a double dom.
Dude, it's so many movies I'm excited about this year.
Well, part of the thing is to try to narrow them down, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So Shutter Island, that's the new Martin Scorsese movie. Up, which I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to have on your real lists.
Correct.
I'm not saying that I'm not excited. It's just it got pushed back. The Brothers Bloom, that's Rian Johnson's new movie. He did Brick, which was excellent. That was like 3 years ago as well. The Hurt Locker, that's the new movie from the director of Point Break. Actually, you know, it looks really good. It's about a guy that is in the military. He diffuses landmines in Iraq. Hmm. And it's about like the life of that. There's no face casting. It's like pretty much strictly just to make the movie kind of thing.
That's cool then.
Dead Snow, which is about Nazi zombies being killed in the winter.
By Hellboy?
No. This is I think a Polish, Swedish, somewhere. It's a European film. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the country that it originates from, but it's coming out this year as well. In the United States, it's getting a release. Public Enemies, that's the Christian Bale and Johnny Depp movie from Michael Mann. Inglourious Basterds, that's the new Quentin Tarantino movie. Sherlock Holmes, that's the Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law film. It's not coming till Christmas.
Yeah.
The Invention of Lying, which is a awesome concept. It's Ricky Gervais, and he lives in this world where nobody has ever lied, and he's the first man to come up with the idea, and then what happens afterwards.
Wait, Ricky Gervais, Office, right?
Yes.
Ooh, yes. Well, the original Office.
Yes.
Original.
Okay, so I'm going to go through 10 through 6 now. Number 10, Where the Wild Things Are. Number 9, 500 Days of Summer. That's the new Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie. Number 8, Funny People. That's the new Judd Apatow movie. Number 7, Extract, which is the new Mike Judge movie. And number 6, The Princess and the Frog, which is Disney going back to 2D animation. So
yay,
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
I know that Mike is as well.
I'm just glad that 2D animation isn't dead like the people who did Sinbad claimed it was.
It was dead for a good long time.
It's dead when the audience chooses for it to die.
Yes.
It's dead when the movies are bad. How about that? Anyway. On to my number 5, right?
On to your number 5.
After, what was it? How many did you just list, Kevin?
More than
77.
More than a dozen.
Okay. So anyway, my number 5 is another foreign film, but it'll get over here because it's really easy to translate, given that it's Ong Bak 2.
Tony Jaa!
With Tony Jaa. We don't necessarily know what it's about, other than the fact that it's Ong Bak 2, but we can...
He's going to be breaking limbs.
He's going to be breaking limbs. He's going to be jumping through things.
Well, we already said he's gotten elephants and Buddhas.
Yes, so, he saved elephants and Buddhas, and
last thing is transvestites.
Is transvestites, the last remaining treasure for him to save from Thailand.
Would you like to explain that
Danny shaking his fist in our general direction.
Well, you see... If I remember right, the first time I ever went to Danny's house, his parents were watching Thai TV, and what was on was a transvestite beauty pageant.
as Danny just kind of throws his hands up.
And, you know, those kind of things make it to national TV. Like, they're big stars over there. I mean, if I remember, the other Thai film I've ever seen that's not by Tony Jaa was a riff on James Bond starring one of the more famous transvestites in Thailand. And she's like, all right, you know what? Sure.
Alrighty then.
That's Thailand.
Is it actually called Ong Bak 2 or is it Ong Bak subtitle?
I think it's just Ong Bak 2, right?
No idea. We don't even know when it's going to be released. It just has October to be announced.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's just...
There's just no... It's going to come in October somehow.
Somehow.
Yeah. No, they're going to make it sometime between now and then, probably.
It's a good thing they picked a month with 31 days.
Yes. Just in case. Ooh, maybe he can save Halloween.
Like Ernest?
Exactly.
Oh, no, he was just scared stupid. I'm sorry.
Ernest Saves Christmas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my number five, Steven Soderbergh film called The Girlfriend Experience.
That's already come out. It's for rent right now. You can rent it online at Amazon. Because he always does that thing where he releases sometimes
Limited release? You can rent?
No. I mean, like, he has this kind of philosophy that if you make a movie, you should be able to release it in any way possible for the audience to go see it. So it's actually already on Amazon.com, so you can see it.
Well, that's fine. I have it, yeah. I did not know that. I was basing this on the planned release date of May 22nd, which in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, but you can see it now.
So,
yeah!
I wasn't planning. I have a philosophical problem with renting from Amazon. So, but anyway, Girlfriend Experience, Steven Soderbergh.
With Sasha Gray.
Starring Sasha Gray, the porn star.
She's only like 19 or 20 right now, right?
Really?
Yeah. She's a big deal.
That's a little scary.
She showed up on Tyra Banks' show, even.
Huh.
To promote it?
No. Just earlier because they were wanting to talk about the whole issues of young girls going into pornography. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, she's a pretty big porn star. But this is her first non-porn role, as far as I know.
So it's sort of the Tracy Lords...
Not that I'm, trying to...
The Tracy Lords career path here?
It's not.
Okay.
My number five just recently made it onto the list and actually bumped... movie off. It's Terminator Salvation, and the only reason it's there is because I just saw the trailer when I was watching Star Trek earlier this week.
Oh, you hadn't seen the newest one?
I don't watch trailers mostly, and so this actually spurred interest in me for probably the first time.
Hey, trailers work.
Hey, you know we're gonna go see it, right? Before the Schwarzenegger show. Yeah. I'm just gonna go see it.
Yeah,
I'm still curious.
We're gonna go up to the governor's mansion.
Yeah. I already have the whole meeting and everything scheduled, so
there you go.
Just make sure you have that Saturday free.
That'd be cool. Wait, that Saturday? Oh, fan of me. Sorry.
Oh,
oh no.
Lame.
Sorry.
All right, next up.
My number five is Anvil, and this is a movie about a heavy metal group that never made it big, but always toured with all the bands that did make it big. The sole reason why they never got it big was because their manager just really didn't do a good job about getting them around to different concerts and promoting them. And it's a story about basically these two friends that love playing music and metal music, and they know they're good enough, they just never made it. And it's been doing a lot of the festival circuits, and it's been getting like a huge amount of praise. A lot of people are calling it the best documentary they've seen ever, even.
Wow.
So I'm very, very excited to see it. I believe it's going to get a limited release.
Wait, so it's a documentary, not a mockumentary, right?
No, it is a documentary.
Okay, so this is actual people
in
Anvil who actually toured with... Okay, got it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people comparing it to...
Spinal Tap.
And it's like,
real,
people
right?
are like,
yeah.
Dude, it's real, though. This is not... These are real human beings that had real dreams that were squashed. And they're still playing concerts with like 10 people showing up and things like that, and they're still trying to get their dream. So it's a pretty cool movie, and I'm excited to see it.
That sounds cool, yeah. My number four, which was elevated from like not on even on my list to number four based on a couple of names that I didn't know when I was looking it up, is Funny People. Because originally I was turned off to it because I thought, oh no, it's Adam Sandler trying to go semi-serious again. And that really has... mixed results. I mean, you got Punch Drunk Love out of it, but you also got Rain Over Me
and Spanglish.
I don't even remember Spanglish.
That's because Spanglish doesn't exist.
But you know, like,
recurring theme.
But you know, I like Adam Sandler's comedy most of the time. And so, but I read about it, it's like, oh, it's kind of serious. And then you guys pointed out to me, oh, it's an Apatow movie. You didn't know that? He said, no, I didn't know that. Well, I take back everything I said then, you know, because I figure if anybody can take Adam Sandler and put his energies in the right direction, it'd be Judd Apatow.
Well, it's not just that. It's also an Apatow-directed film.
Exactly.
So it's the third film he's directed. But also the big thing is that both he and Adam Sandler, they spend a lot of time together. They were both college roommates, sort of. They grew up together. Both of them were trying to get their whole stand-up career while, you know, the other one was trying to do it as well. It's just that Sandler made it and Apatow took a while before he made it as well.
Right.
So it's a very personal project as well. I'm really wondering what they're going to be doing with it.
That is cool. That's the thing. It's like before I thought it was going to be a Sandler movie. And in this case, it's an Apatow and Sandler movie, which makes a huge difference.
And Seth Rogen. And Jonah Hill and Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah,
and Eric Bana.
That's not surprising at all. I just don't care
the
enough.
Hulk?
Nero.
Oh, right.
What Hulk?
Yeah, what is this?
What is this Hulk?
You speak of?
What?
Bruce Banner, he worked up at Lawrence Berkeley Labs. You know the guy.
All right, anyway, moving on. Alex, you're number four.
My number four is Public Enemies, and I'll let somebody else talk more about it later. But yeah, I just like the idea of going back to the Dillinger era.
You know, I never actually saw The Untouchables on TV. I should go back.
You've never
watch
seen
that.
The Untouchables movie either?
Nope. Not all of it. It's one of those things where I just keep seeing clips.
That's okay. It's a Brian De Palma movie.
Yeah, no nerd points down for that.
Have you seen the stuff he's turned out now? You'd be like, I think he was swapped out with a pod person.
Or he was one of those people like George Lucas who made a deal with the devil.
Yes,
to make one good
exponentially
movie.
More insane over time.
Yes.
All right.
Just imagine what George can make now.
All right, Mike.
My number four is nowhere near the caliber of movies that you guys are talking about. I don't expect very much from it. It's just Night at the Museum 2. The first movie was just a very by-the-book, by-the-numbers family movie. Does nothing out of the ordinary, you know, nothing groundbreaking, but it's just an enjoyable ride.
If I remember right, it felt like a Muppet movie.
No, you take that back.
You don't want to tell
it
Kevin's Muppets.
It felt like agony. That word has nothing to do with Muppets, even Muppets from Space, which doesn't exist.
What about Pigs in Space?
That's fine.
Pigs in Space is fine.
Yeah, as long as they don't have the flu.
Muppet movie.
Sorry.
I saw the new trailer where they have Darth Vader and Oscar the Grouch in it as well.
They have Oscar the Grouch?
Yes. And I was like, damn, they did somehow get a Muppet in there.
Yeah, I don't expect anything big. I just expect it to be another by-the-numbers okay film.
I feel like I'm always the only person in existence that really just hates Night at the Museum. And I had like these huge expectations. I was like, oh, this is going to be this
that,
is an awesome
that would
concept.
Be why you hated it.
Well, no.
You had
it's not just that. It's just so long and like doesn't get to the point. It needed to like just be cut.
There's supposed to be a point.
Lot more. Well, the point is to have fun. And I was just like, when does the fun start? Lita, when's the fun start? It's already started.
Ah. Well, Ben Stiller's another guy who's just hit and miss.
What I really hope for is that Night at the Museum 2 skips all the whole heartwarming, I'm supposed to help my son stuff, and just screws around with the museums. That's all I want.
Well, it's a different city, so unless he brings his son with him.
That's good. No son. No families. Single guys in museums. That's what I want.
You know, I have something I can recommend to you. It aired on, what is it, TNT or was it TBS?
The Librarian?
The Librarian.
Oh my God.
The Quest for the Spear?
There's three of them.
What?
Yeah. Oh God. Which one was the second one?
Okay, I don't even remember. I just remember that the first one had Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah.
And did it have Lucy Liu?
The Scorpion King girl.
Oh, her.
Kelly who. Thanks, son. Kelly who.
Oh, man.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's a librarian as Indiana Jones.
I'm probably, I've seen the first one. Thanks to Mike.
Yes.
Because
Noah
we were watching
Wiley.
It at someone's apartment that night.
Yes.
I think it was Sung's apartment.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
All right. Your number four, Kevin.
My number four is, I'm pretty sure, going to be a big deal once it finally comes out, but it has very little exposure right now. It's called Moon. It's a new Sam Rockwell movie. It's really just him in the entire movie. It's about a guy that's just on the moon, and he works there every day collecting some sort of energy form that gets sent back to Earth. But then, like, 2 weeks before he's finally going to retire, something happens.
Oh,
and
no.
The thing is that in the trailer, they kind of expose a little bit of what is going on. But then you sort of, like, spin off your own ideas about, okay, here's my theory about what's going on. If you go in blind about this movie, I bet you will love it. It has this kind of whole Twilight Zone episode paranoia in space kind of feel to it. And it seems so awesome. And Kevin Spacey plays the voice of the robot the computer that is his friend while he's up there on the moon alone. It looks great. Apparently they spent only about like 15, 20 million on it. And for a movie that's in space, that's very little money. So I'm really, really looking forward what they're going to bring forth there.
All right. So moving on to my number three. My number three is Inglourious Basterds. And I will say this because I am a huge Quentin Tarantino fan. I mean, I even liked his portion of Four Rooms. That's how much I like Quentin Tarantino. And that was a terrible movie, if you remember Four Rooms.
Wow, dumb.
I know. Yeah. Well, I liked it because he made fun of himself because there's a long segment of him talking a lot, and then they cut his hand off, or his finger off. They cut his finger off at the end, and he screams, and that's the end of the movie. It's like, hey, spoiler. He knows how to make fun of himself. Oh, as if
whatever.
Anybody here.
Most people are like, what's this movie?
What's Four Rooms?
Kill Bill?
Well, now it's been spoiled. Oh, it's that movie where the finger gets cut off at the end.
Quentin Tarantino is a lot like Stephen King for me, where, you know, I really like his dialogue. I don't necessarily like very much else that he does, but I really like his dialogue.
Yeah, well, that's him and Kevin Smith are like the script doctors that are going to fix dialogue.
Pretty much. Nowadays. So, Inglourious Basterds.
Well, coincidentally, that's also my number three.
Why do you say it, though? Is it more like the cast, or is it...
It's a combination. I'm not as big a Quentin Tarantino fan as you.
You're a Brad Pitt fan?
Well, who isn't?
Are you a Hunting Down the Nazis fan? Those kind of movies.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah, it's a combination of the things. It's and supposedly, this was what Tarantino's been working on this for years and years and years.
Yeah,
so
like
he had
the script is like
script
over 10 years old.
He had rewritten the script like about 15 different times. So if he thinks this is right, then I'll go with it.
I like to mention that originally he kept wanting to get Adam Sandler in as a role in this movie as well.
Huh.
Not as the main Brad Pitt role, but as a role. And I was like, what the hell?
All right, Mike?
My number three was mentioned earlier by Kevin. It's The Princess and the Frog, the traditional 2D animated film that's going to be coming out in November from Disney. It's their first real return to 2D. I mean, you got that little snippet in Enchanted, but that doesn't really count.
Yeah, because that wasn't even animated by Disney anyways.
It was animated by ex-Disney. That's the worst part of it. they let these people go, and they had to go hire them freelance to animate parts of their own movie.
But, yeah, that's not a dick thing to do.
But yeah, The Princess and the Frog. I mean, my real hopes are pinned on Rapunzel, and that's, you know, further down the line. But The Princess and the Frog, that'll be like first litmus test. Can they actually get the magic back?
Yeah, and I'm actually looking forward to Rapunzel a lot, too, so I'm really hoping Princess and the Frog will do well.
Yeah.
Just like, God, it just needs to make $100 million. If you just make $100, we'll be good. Because this is like the last real chance. If this bombs, then it's gone. Like, 2D from Disney is going to be gone forever, really.
Probably.
Yeah, the thing that interests me about Princess and the Frog is that this is the first Disney princess who's...
African-American.
African-American.
That's true. That's true.
And that's going to sell a lot of costumes.
And what color will they make the hot chocolate?
I don't...
Will it actually be black?
Purple.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it set already?
I believe her color is going to be like purple, right?
I don't know. I was actually wondering what color's left for the princess dress because...
is purple left?
Purple's
left, right?
No, purple is default for Aurora now because...
What?
No, no,
no.
No,
it's supposed to be pink.
Okay, yeah. Aurora is pink.
I'll let you guys argue about this one. Okay. Yeah.
She's purple because Aurora does both pink and blue, but Cinderella is blue, so that's why Aurora often shows up in pink.
Yeah.
And so as her compromise, her color is purple. Because it's
wait, but then who else is pink that's taking up the pink color then?
at current, I think, wait now, Ariel is white.
Yeah, Ariel's white, Belle is yellow. Cinderella's Jasmine's blue, Jasmine is that aqua color.
Okay, I guess purple is purple.
Perhaps we should take this offline and...
No, this is important. Pop culture subject.
Okay. Well, you know, 9-year-old girl pop culture subject, but that's
now,
okay.
Now look, at you just learned everything you need to know about Disney princess coloring.
We're expanding our listenership.
That's why it's recorded.
I'll listen to this and learn it again.
And then you'll promptly forget it again.
It's very important when you're making hot cocoa.
For whom?
For yourself on those lonely nights.
When you wish you had a niece?
When I go to the museum.
And have
because you're just a single guy, because that's all
that's there is. Night
I'm not
at
a
the
single
museum.
Guy. They should
that's
have
all that's
that
at
museums.
At museum
bachelor's night. Just guys going to the museum. Looking at art.
Crying to himself.
Anyway.
Museum owners listening, make it happen.
So anyway, where were we actually again?
My number three.
Right.
I remember I was telling you about this book I really loved that I basically called Fallout the Novel.
The Road?
Yes, The Road. And The Road has already been filmed and everything, and it's going to be released in October. I think on the same day as Where the Wild Things Are. And I'm going to see The Road first, and then see Where the Wild Things Are on the same day.
This is not Kerouac. This is not Kerouac's The Road. So
this is Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
Ah.
And for those of you that don't know, he's the one that also wrote No Country for Old Men, which was also a novel before it became a movie. But this is an awesome book. If you read it, it's hard to put down. It's a post-apocalyptic story about a man and his son just trying to travel down this road to the beach and make it out there and hopefully find a way to survive amongst just all the ruined world. And it just doesn't try to compromise itself by being this whole feel good or anything. It's just whatever they find, whatever they can live off of. It's just an experience more than a story. So I'm excited. The stills from the movie look great. And it's got Viggo Mortensen as the man and Guy Pearce also has some other role in the film as well. So it's going to be cool.
Wow.
Probably not as the son.
Yes, as the son. They'll just CG his face. That's most of the budget.
There you go.
Dom, number two. Now these are starting to really count.
Yeah, so this movie is not going to be on my list because I particularly like the series.
G.I. Joe?
No.
Transformers?
No. You guys asked me this last time.
Harry Potter?
Correct. It is number two on my list. Because I know that I am not going to see it in the theater. Well, I might see it in the theaters. Who knows? But where I am going to see it is I'm going to be probably on a couch with my nieces who will keep giving me spoilers.
My Little Pony, the movie?
I already told you it was Harry Potter.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one of those movies where I don't necessarily care myself, but, you know, my nieces are big fans.
They'll be climbing all over you as you've seen it.
Exactly. And so,
I've seen these little girls playing all over him.
Yeah, and he'll be wishing he was there with us at the museum on Bachelor Night.
I've seen the little girls climb all over him, and I've also seen his nieces. Oh, we're definitely cutting that out.
Dear FBI, I am not a pedophile. Look it up.
I'm actually very, very, very interested by the new Harry Potter movie. I hated The Half-Blood Prince as a book.
Yeah,
but
same
I
here.
Also hated Order of the Phoenix as a book, but I really liked Order of the Phoenix as a movie, and I believe that my theory will continue to solidify, because as the books get worse, the films know what to trim off and
yes.
turn into a movie. Because I finally finished book 7 last night. It only took me 2 days to finish reading it, and 2 more years. And it is, I'm sorry, I just was very disappointed, which means the movies, yes, they're splitting it into two, are going to be awesome.
Well, I remember hearing when my friends were discussing Harry Potter that the thing was, after the first few books, J.K. Rowling's editors started being very hands-off about editing.
Yes.
And that's Dom why.
It has a term for this.
What is it? The screw it theory?
No, diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, that. Diarrhea of the pen, actually. Yeah. Print it. It'll be fine. Whatever.
I actually really like Harry Potter. I'm not trying to say anything bad. It's just they started getting way too long later on. Oh, man. We're going to get a lot of bad mail.
Whatever. Yeah. I liked it.
I've never read any of the Harry Potter books.
A lot of people who like the series will admit that the books started getting way too long.
Yeah, but I read it in Japan, and when I was carrying around when it first came out, people were pointing at me saying, "Ooh, this guy can read it in English."
what a genius.
I gotta ask you a question.
Awesome.
In Japan, the English version, is it the American English version or the British?
You can get both.
Whoa! Nice.
I thought you got it on audiobook.
No.
Oh, okay. But you can get.
Do they have the different covers?
Yeah, they do have different covers.
For the British one, the adult and the children one?
After about a month or so, a Japanese book came out that explained some of the English terms used in the English book, because the Japanese version of the book wouldn't come out for another year.
Oh my god.
So you could buy the English version of Harry Potter and then like the study guide.
Not even the Cliff Notes, just the study guide, the little glossary that you get in like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Where it explains what thruppence means.
Expelliarmus.
So anyway.
Lumos.
All right. That was my number two.
Number two.
Axio one.
Okay, my Yeah. My number two is also a sequel. Or actually,
Transformers?
Well, yeah, it's a sequel, but also a prequel.
Terminator Salvation.
That is correct.
Yes.
Terminator Salvation.
You just blew my mind about that. It's technically a sequel and prequel at the same time.
Because
and yet it's in the future, but it is a prequel.
Yeah, it's time travel. Get it? Get it?
Full circle.
Didn't I blow your mind this time?
The circle is now complete.
Didn't I?
That has nothing to do with time travel.
Yeah. So
none of you can see this, but I am rolling my eyes right now.
Yeah, that comes out really good in radio. it's probably going to be crap, but it's probably good.
Christian Bale.
The trailer looked cool.
The trailer looks cool.
Should we tell our WonderCon story?
The cast looks good.
About McGee.
You mean the same... Go. Finish up first.
Sorry. And there's a tie into Star Trek because the guy who plays
Anton Yelchin
is Kyle.
Kyle Reese, impregnator of Sarah Connor.
Yeah, Kyle is
spoiler for Terminator 1.
Spoiler.
None of you can see this, but I am rolling my eyes.
You can totally hear me while I'm doing this. So, because I'm just laughing at you guys. Chekhov is John Connor's father.
Oh my god. You just blew my mind again.
When they time travel over to the Terminator universe, it'll be awesome.
When they time travel over to the Terminator universe and they start a new Star Trek Terminator
loop.
Reality.
And there will be Chekhov Prime.
Will he have a goatee?
Have they done Star Trek Terminator crossover?
I don't think Terminator's crossed over with very much.
Okay. I know back when Dark Horse had the license, they were crossing it over with like everything.
I don't know if Star Trek and Terminator work very well together.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think Star Trek and X-Men worked very well together either.
I don't think they did.
They've crossed over twice now.
Yeah, but did they work?
Yes.
I heard they don't exist.
Anyway, that was my number two.
As every week gets closer to Terminator Salvation, I'm just like kind of getting more excited. I'm supposed to hold myself in. Damn, Christian Bale.
So you have a mush on Christian Bale?
Dude, he's on the list of men I hope I'm in prison with.
Remember that for me, that version of it only works if he's voiced by Kevin Conroy for me, if you recall.
I see.
I don't know. Christian Bale, he got off that list for me when after that audio clip came out. Yeah.
Oh, the audio clip just made him higher up on the list in that he still stayed as number one.
All right, anyway. Number two.
My number two is a Christmas release movie, and it's supposed to be an action film. I don't know how well they're going to pull it off, but Sherlock Holmes.
Well, he wrestles with Moriarty once. That's the only action, really, isn't
he's
it?
He's supposed to be an expert fencer.
Like Sulu.
Sulu.
Remember maybe that time when Sherlock Holmes crossed over with Star Trek?
and Sulu gave awesome. Him a samurai sword? Well, that would
and
be
then
the,
Hero
that was
showed
in the
up.
Next generation. Anyway.
There was plenty of Sherlock Holmes in Next Generation.
Well, yeah, that's, because, yeah. That's true.
Good old Data.
I'm actually excited about that movie. I just I feel like
I have hope for it.
Yeah, I should just have hope, not get excited.
It doesn't sound like a must watch it in the theater kind of movie to me. But
it'll be Christmas, and your family will be like, "Do you want to watch this DVD of Marley and Me, or go see Sherlock Holmes?"
Excuse me. Actually, at Christmas, my family will be, "Hey, Uncle, would you like to watch Harry Potter with us?" And I'll be, "Yeah." I'll be all, "Yes."
And then they whip out the box set of all six so far.
No, I saw five of them in Singapore.
But what if they want to see those five again?
I probably will. You must remember that these girls in question are like 11 and 8 and like 5. So yeah. So when they like something, they like something.
And they like to watch it a lot.
Oh, yeah. On the plus side, that got me a lot of... Sky High back in the day.
Yeah, that's not the worst thing.
Your pause could have been the opportunity to say something totally inappropriate.
These are my nieces, man. Hands
I know,
off.
Which is why I did not say anything.
Thank you.
Good thing this is
at
a
least
family
it
friendly
Montana.
Podcast.
PG-13, which is basically family friendly nowadays.
All right, Kevin, number two.
You're gonna kill me, Dom, for saying that this is number two. Because for some reason, you would have thought it would be number one. But number two is Avatar, the new James Cameron Avatar.
You've been talking to me about Avatar for like a year.
No, over a year.
Over
at
a
least
year.
2 years now.
Yeah.
Now you wonder, what's number one?
Not really.
Obviously, it's Unbuck 2.
Obviously, right?
it's G.I. Joe.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Number spoiler for our own show.
Well, yeah.
And number two, James Cameron's Avatar. He's been working on it for over 10 years.
Years and years.
We have never seen anything from it still. It comes out this December.
Yeah.
Finally.
So that's why it's not on my list, because I've never seen anything of it. All I hear about it is just you saying, oh, it's going to be good.
Well, not just that, but a whole bunch of other filmmakers have seen portions of it and are like, oh my god, it is incredible. This is Peter Jackson, Steven Spielberg, Guillermo del Toro. Like, these are big, you know, they're into the whole, oh, really, Scott has seen it as well and said it was wonderful. But he also wants to make the Monopoly movie, so we'll skip him for now.
Wow, the Monopoly
I'm surprised
movie.
That hasn't been on anybody's list yet.
That's not this year.
Okay, then never mind.
Otherwise.
future lists, man. Future lists.
Yeah, next year, sorry.
My top five board games turned into movies.
We got Clue. And Clue.
Did you hear they're going to remake Clue?
They're going to remake it?
Yeah.
But it won't have Tim Curry. How can it possibly be as good?
Maybe it can.
He's not working.
The last thing I can remember him being in is Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh boy.
Tim Curry's gotta eat.
Alright, so
Wait, we didn't hear why.
Yeah, that's right. Well, because
James Cameron is awesome. He's never really had a dud. If you really go back and look at his filmography, other than Piranha 2, which was his first movie.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you consider dud. Dude.
Well, what do you consider
Piranha 2 consider... was better than Piranha 1.
That's true. by miles, it was better.
Titanic was the most successful movie of all time, but I don't think it was a great movie.
Titanic is an excellent movie. It's a movie. It's not a film, but it's still very good.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
Are you serious?
Yep.
It's actually really good. Like, even the whole second half is just nothing. It's a disaster movie in the second half.
Yep.
Wow, guys.
I have seen
it. Oh, you mean literally it's a disaster movie?
No, no, no. I mean,
you're not putting it down.
It's really good. And James Cameron still has the chops, I'm telling you. You guys should still see it. It's worthwhile.
There's a movie called Disaster Movie.
Yes, yes.
Let's stop. When I was looking up at movies,
is that your number? Disaster Movie 2 is your number one.
Remember, it's coming out this year?
Actually,
they could still film it in time.
Sadly, the one for this year is Dance Movie. They're only a couple years late to be, you know, actually relevant to anything.
Yeah. Dancing is still in with the stars, so you dancing in general.
So you think you can dance?
Soul Train.
Yeah.
So anyway, my number one, which you guys all saw coming pretty much since WonderCon.
Transformers 2.
Mike, go for it.
Up.
No, okay.
G.I. Joe?
I thought you were going to say G.I. Joe. It actually
Terminator
is up.
Salvation?
Yay!
It actually is up.
Up is my number one also.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Wow. It's not even in my top 10.
You put yours. You put yours in your honorable mentions. It's true.
Not even there.
But yeah, for me, it's a couple of things. It's ones that Ed Asner makes any cartoon, any animation that he's in, better.
Granny Goodness.
He was Granny Goodness in Justice League Unlimited.
God, he was awesome.
Oh, dear. I mean, what is it? What was the name of the cop in Freakazoid?
Oh, I can't think of it.
Anyway, as the cop in Freakazoid, as anything, he's the perfect grouchy old man for any grouchy old man role.
Including Granny Goodness.
Including Granny Goodness, who was just a grouchy old woman.
It's hard to tell.
That's
why she's named that way.
And so, yeah, we saw a bunch of clips at WonderCon that a lot of them have been put into the trailers, but not all of them. And it was just perfect comedy, like in terms of just the timing and the way that the animation actually added to the comedy instead of just sort of being an accessory to the comedy, like certain DreamWorks movies, which will remain nameless.
Madagascar?
Yeah.
Madagascar 2?
Yeah. Shrek 3.
Shrek 2?
Shrek 2 was all
wait,
right.
There was a Shrek 3?
Okay, yeah.
Upcoming Shrek 4?
They're calling it Shrek the 4th.
Oh, boy.
Shrek versus Transformers.
Shrek versus Star Trek. Star Trek.
Shrek versus Wolverine.
God. All
you
Hollywood
DreamWorks.
No, Hollywood executives. You didn't hear anything.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So we've got a three in a row of up for number one.
I've got some reservations about it. The up was not one of the original brainstorming idea.
It's true.
Set of movies made.
Was Wall-E the last of them?
Wall-E's the last of them.
Yeah. That's just they're done with those now, right?
Yeah. But up is still an idea they had before Disney purchased Pixar. So Disney didn't get to touch it.
And it's their first movie with, you know, actual humans as their...
No, Incredibles.
Well, that's actual superheroes.
they're still humans.
I don't consider them humans.
I don't consider Samuel L. Jackson human at this point.
Well, actual non-superpowered humans, how about that?
Yeah. Okay.
As their protagonists. So I have some reservations about it, but they haven't let me down yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
As Kevin and I look at each other and go, well, they kind of let us, whatever.
Bug's Life?
For me, it was.
I like Bug's Life. It was, I mean, for the time, it was pretty good.
Yeah, for the time, it doesn't hold up very well now.
Yeah, actually.
It's the only Pixar film that I'm really like.
It's not one that you would rewatch.
I would still rewatch it. It's still of quality. I'm just sort of like, when I put it next to all the other ones, I always feel like, oh.
That diamond shines a little less.
Not just that, but also, you have
bugs.
You place it next to ants, and I'm like, wow. For some reason, I would have felt like the writing from Ants plus the animation from Bug's Life would have been the Pixar movie.
That's actually kind of true. I saw Ants. I liked Ants.
Well, I like Bug's Life better than Ants, personally.
Anyway, so we've got Mike. Would you like to say why you would why Up is your number one?
Yeah, back to Up. I actually did not see the panel at WonderCon. I wish I did. I was only there at WonderCon for one day, but I did see the preview when I was down at Disney's California Adventure. They run it before the Character Animation Studio as one of their special things currently, and yeah, I was entertained just by that trailer. And so I'm hoping for the whole movie. That's It is the number one movie I'm looking
forward
to this
year.
So
here's my question to everybody here. 3D or no 3D when you go see it? I'm saying no 3D, personally.
I'd say no.
They're doing 3D,
I have no real preference for 3D, non-3D.
I'm going with 3D because I remember when Lita was working at Pixar during the summer, people were excited about the implementation of 3D. So you know that they're trying to do something special. If anyone's going to try to make the extra effort, it's going to be Pixar.
That's true.
Fair enough.
We shall see in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we're going to be splitting up.
We're
going to
be splitting up into two groups for Up.
The 3Ds versus the non-3Ds.
I'm leading the A team.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Are you going to label all your members?
Yes. I'm gonna give
who are you
going to
be?
Does that come out
your,
in 2 weeks?
Your army face.
I'm B.A. Baracus.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I'm B.A. Baracus.
Oh, you really? I always imagine you more like a face man.
My civic is hell of a tough.
I'm
drink
the one,
your milk, kids.
I don't know. I'm the one with facial hair, so.
I'm Helen Mad Murdock, so I get to go on to Beyond Star Trek Next Generation. as the nerdy, self-indrawn.
Anyway.
Nobody wants to be Hannibal.
Number one.
My number one is Paper Heart. It is a documentary about a girl that goes around trying to ask people what is the definition of love. And it's just it looks like a sweet little film, but it also looks like something that I guess it's more aimed towards young adults and teens about, you know, thinking about what you're going to be doing with your future and, you know, who you're going to be spending your time with. So it looks like it's going to be really special. It looks like it could also be a huge gamble for me and totally be something I detest. But, you know, number ones are always for huge gambles.
At this point, you know, I mean, I would like to mention that something that could have made my list but didn't on the list of terrible movies was also a documentary.
G.I. Joe?
Kobe Doing Work. For Kobe.
Oh, I've heard about
Spike
this
Lee.
Movie. Yes.
It's like, come on, Spike, what the hell happened to you?
There's also the LeBron James movie coming out this year. That seems a lot more quality.
Yeah, that seems a lot more quality, but it doesn't have Spike Lee behind it, which Spike Lee is getting that reward, that award, or getting that list on that list of people who had a great career and then just randomly went nowhere. It's like, what happened?
He became exponentially more insane because his next movie is Inside Man 2.
Oh.
Well. Yes, he's heading into sequel territory.
I think the Knicks have broken him.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Maybe we can actually convince him to write and direct Do the Better Thing.
So better is more than right.
Exactly.
All right, that wraps up our list. Wow, we went for a while, so let's get straight into the mail. No breaks for you guys, so just hold it in.
No.
All right, so let's go right into the mailbag. So we've got only a bit of mail this week, so Dom, why don't you start us off?
Okay.
This is Ben.
Hey there, S-Words gang. I want to say, first and foremost, that I love the podcast. You guys always bring a smile to my face when I'm suffering at work. Secondly, your last podcast made me realize the sad fact that I'm not just an X-Men fan. Apparently, I'm an elitist. I grew up on the X-Men, and while having always thought of myself as a hardcore fan, I thought I had toned it down in the past few years. Apparently not. I cringed every time someone got something wrong, like forgetting Jubilee's Chinese, or that Forge isn't black, or so on, or how nearly all of the X characters picked were generally from stuff that spun out of the comics. I never thought that something like this would bug me, especially since I generally enjoy the spin-off material. But apparently it does, and that just makes me sad.
It bugged me, too.
I was about to say, Mike, so how did you feel?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Forge?
Yeah, like, what?
No, you're talking
Jubilee?
About Bishop.
Come on.
So I think I'm going to take a page from your guys'
or
book and just pretend this one doesn't exist. If only so that I can avoid feeling like an uberly geek elitist jerk. Looking forward to Star Trek episode and subsequent stuff number 13. Thanks for the laughs, Ben.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the Star Trek podcast.
Yeah, I sure.
I hope we got a lot right. No, I gotta say, Ben, I have the exact same thing when I listen to other people talk about movies or Star Wars or film scores, and I know they're wrong. And I just want to rip their throats out and eat the throats. But this is a family podcast, so we will stop talking about this.
Heck, I do the same thing when people talk about poetry or Shakespeare or porn or, you know, the other things that, you know, I studied.
I really actually can't wait to talk about the Shakespeare episode so we can talk about Great Expectations.
Great Expectations.
Great Gatsby.
Oh my God.
1984.
You don't see this right now, but I. I'm hold on a second, guys.
Oh, he also wrote The Da Vinci Code. There's a new Shakespeare movie coming out next week.
Why would
you die? The one with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. No, not Tom Hanks. Ben Affleck.
Angels and Demons.
Why won't you both die?
That's the sequel to 1984.
That makes sense.
I can't wait to see they made that Chaucer book into a movie. Night at the Museum too. You
know what? I heard it's being scored by Baz Luhrmann, just like Rocky.
Oh yes. I can't believe he can direct and write music.
Exactly. He's just like Sylvester Stallone.
A triple threat.
Thank you, Ben, for your email.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to read this one from Charlie. He says, "Hello, podcasters. I'm a recent fan. Only started listening to you guys and gals around 2 weeks, starting with the Haruhi episode. Found the link at Three Panel Souls, so props to Ian and Matt.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the older recordings and eagerly await the next episodes. Currently, I'm randomly downloading older recordings and enjoying them. You probably want to go in order for some of them to get the references to show up along the way. Anyways, he says some random comments. I love comments. This is awesome. Hikaru no Go live action movie would probably not work with American actors.
It probably wouldn't work with real actors.
Probably just not be made.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this out of respect.
That would be the challenge, though. Come on.
Mickey G's Hikaru no Go.
He also says...
In 3D.
Or Jason Statham.
This would be the perfect opportunity
for Jason Diesel and Vin Statham to work together.
Yes. One of them could be Akira and the other can be Hikaru. And I've attached a bomb to the bottom of the white stone, but I won't tell you which. Oh, Hollywood.
He also says, "Wow, did you guys rehearse your Simpsons lines, or do you really remember them, even the songs?" We really remember them.
Although, as Mike will tell you, sometimes we get them wrong, but close.
Off.
Slightly off.
Very slightly.
It's called your personal variation.
Hey, man, I saw The Simpsons in Germany. I'm allowed to say a few things off.
Yeah, I saw it in Japan. It's good enough.
It's good enough.
He also says Sakura Taisen 5 could probably work as live action if they had Advent Children quality CG for the mech battles.
Oh, don't get me started on Sakura Taisen 5.
Or don't get me started on Advent Children.
Yeah, let's just not get started. Let's keep going.
We like both of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ish.
All right.
Okay, so he continues with some suggestions. Super Robot Wars, and we're going to be doing that, so don't worry about it.
Yep.
Super Sentai series, not so sure if we're going to be doing that, so you probably should worry about that.
The closest thing we're going to get is the interview with Johnny Young Bosch. And actually, at AX this year, it's the Power Rangers reunion, isn't
it? Yeah, they're having
an event.
So
we can probably get a couple of other Power Rangers, not including the one who died in a car accident. God rest your soul. Johnny Young Bosch canceled? On AX? Wow. Oh,
wow, but he doesn't cancel on us.
All right, anyway, let's keep going.
Sun Wukong. I don't know what that is.
It's the Monkey King.
Oh!
Son Goku for you Japanese types.
Oh. So Mike will...
Or for
Mike,
those of us who
grew
up
tell in us, the... Is there enough material for us to go through this? Especially with you here to cover most of the material?
Well, actually, we would be able to get Albert in, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could do one.
I mean...
You would just take me out, and then you would have an all Chinese podcast, and then Kevin would be the one who looks
just
sounding
be mostly me in face paint, going Monkey King.
It'd probably fill with scraps, and if we talk about things that are based on the Monkey King and the Journey to the West, we should be fine.
All right, cool.
I'm not going to put on... pee on your hand, because that's the only story I know from the original.
Yeah. Well,
there was that live action version that they did in Japan.
Monkey Magic.
They called it something else.
No, it was called Monkey Magic.
There was also the live action Jet Li as the Monkey King in the Forbidden Kingdom.
That was actually one of his. It's what he's wanted to do his whole life. He's wanted to portray the Monkey King, and
it's one of those dream roles. You know, everybody wants to be like Superman or King Arthur. You know, things like that.
Yeah, and. That was his
chance. He's basically played all the like
And now I think the only one he's missing is Guan Yu.
Superpowered agents fighting themselves.
Some nice. More suggestions from him. He really wants us to do How I Met Your Mother because he came up with a whole bunch of S words to match with it. I would love to do How I Met Your Mother, yes. But this is still kind of hard to work in there.
Like Scherbatsky. Like,
yeah, Robin Sparkles, Jason Segel. I would actually like to do one on Jason Segel if he had more of a body of work.
People have refused to enter a slap bet with me. I don't understand this.
Awkward silence.
Anyway.
He also has Shaman King.
It's old.
I don't like Shaman King.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
And just to tie in, I guess, with something else, we have So Long, Goodbye, and Thanks for the Fish. That's from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah,
So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Thanks for All the Fish. So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Yeah, just in case people are out there listening and
nerd
us,
raging.
Don't choke us. Kevin read it the way it was in the email.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Charlie. Anyway. I'm sorry for naming you right after this correction. They won't go after you. They'll go after us.
All right. Next up, we have JP.
JP writes, "Hi, gals and guys of S-Words. Ladies first. Greetings from Luxembourg."
Hey, wow, Luxembourg up
nice,
on the map.
Nice.
Yeah.
We should get one of those little map applications, shouldn't we?
Okay. Dang, this funny. Is more work for me.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we can get someone else to do that if we have a forum.
Just like to say, keep up the good work, and it's so awesome that for some unfathomable reason, my work firewall doesn't block it. Just don't tell IT.
That's because we're not important enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our goal. Our goal is to get big enough so that work firewalls block us.
Yes, that is a goal. That's a good goal, actually. I mean, I think work firewalls have started blocking F My Life, right?
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
That's why there's an iPhone app for it.
A couple of ideas. You could pull in the Aussies with Southern Hemisphere, South America for some Amazonia stuff, or actually travels down there. Streaming and sharing for online content or pirating. We don't condone pirating here at the S-Words podcast. No. And swine flu if you really want to be current and go into apocalyptic scenarios.
I think swine flu is already out this week. I mean, the big thing is Star Trek, so...
Yeah. It's not topical anymore. Sorry.
Swine flu didn't last long enough.
Yep.
One last suggestion was Sid Meier.
I agree.
Civilization.
We must do it.
Yes. I love his Gettysburg.
Must.
Keep up
and
the
Antietam. Sorry. It's Antietam, isn't it? Not Antietam.
And also when he did G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Antietam.
Well, no, he actually did get a Civil War.
I know. I thought you were going to be like, no, he actually did do Transformers.
No, he actually did.
G.I. Joe.
Just like J. Michael Krasinski.
I played
more
his Gettysburg.
Presents.
Sid Meier presents Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Keep up the good work. Signed, JP. P.S. No surname mentioned, please. Actually, that's a good topic. Surnames, seeing as how I've seen various comics playing around with DOMs at the very least. Three Panel Soul and Mega Tokyo.
Just because if we do a surnames one, we have to have Danny and Amy, right? Yeah, well.
Sure.
It'll be a scraps for when they both are here.
Most people can't pronounce my my Chinese surname very well either.
Is it low?
No. It's a vowel sound that does not exist in English.
Hey, I know all about that. All right. Anyway, next up.
Yeah, about Alexander.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hello there, peoples of the Strata 5. I think your show is a wonderful foray into the letter S. It keeps me nostalgic about my the past, and it makes me feel like I'm watching an episode of Sesame Street for old people.
That is the best compliment ever.
Thank you.
S-Words. Yes. Sesame Street for old people.
Oh, man, if I could only fit that on a pin. S-Words makes me feel like I'm watching Sesame Street for old people. This is a great email, Alexander. Okay, yes. please continue.
I'm cold. And there are wolves after me. Yeah, actually, that is The Simpsons.
That is The Simpsons.
No, The Simpsons, as in Simpsons is Sesame Street for old people, right?
Anyway, I would like to suggest the video games under the word shock, such as Bioshock, System Shock 1 and 2.
Are there any other Shock games?
There's going to be a Bioshock 2 coming up.
Any other Shock games that are not sequels?
Shock the Monkey? Wait, that's a song. Sorry. Not that I know.
Well, I'm pretty sure
Static Shock had a game somewhere.
We'll go into System Shock when we have Warren Spector. I'm not sure about Bioshock yet.
Bioshock 2 comes out later this year.
Yeah.
So maybe.
It doesn't start with an S, though.
Yeah. That's kind of.
We'll find a way. We like Bioshock. Don't worry about it.
All right. So thank you very much for all the trips down memory lane, and thank you for your email.
All right, I'll read this quick one from Nitrous. He says, America is also a convict colony from Britain, so your Aussie bashing is pretty moot. Well, what do you think about that, Dom?
Yeah, well.
Our
ancestors came from the other direction.
Yeah.
So wow. Okay, we're moving on.
Billy says, stop making me want to go to watch
Blade. Wait, hold on.
Oops, sorry.
I love the name Billy, because you get to say Billy.
Billy says...
Sorry, Billy. Billy.
Billy boy. Sorry, I'm sure he's heard that a lot. Billy says, stop making me want to go to watch lame movies.
We're not stopping you. Maybe it's you.
I can't believe the lack of a Jason Statham crossover. Can't say I've seen movies, but come on. And I can't find the death of Redcon again.
Because it's Retcon.
Yeah.
Retroactive continuity.
With a T.
I don't like you guys switching off in a show. It wasn't that cool, one group.
Well, we have to switch off because some people have seen terrible movies.
And some people escape from the terrible movies.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
Anyway, it is Hollywood's fault.
He goes on to say, if you guys ever stop these, I must say I would stop laughing hysterically on the bus getting funny looks. That would be so sad. So never, ever stop. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, no guarantee.
We gotta
stop forever,
sometime.
Yeah,
when the Terminators take over.
Yeah,
and then replace us on the show
with the T words.
It's the next step in evolution. All right, I'll read this quick one from Matt, because I'm pretty sure Mike will read the next one afterwards.
Oh, come on.
Anyways, Matt says, just listen to stuff and suggestions number 12. I suppose I was too hopeful with the anime, but how about Seth Green or something like that? Well, Seth Green has been added to the list because Sung told me, why is he not on the list? And now that you've also confirmed, Matt, he is doubly on the list. Anyways, how about a top 5 movie themes for stuff and suggestions theme? That is on the way. Yeah. It's just a pain in the ass for me to work in the audio clips, so I'm just taking a little break. He also mentions...
And by a little break, I mean he told us after that one episode, we're never doing a musical episode again.
We will see about that. He still says, still laughing at the sudden Spice and Wolf rejection, even if I like the series.
You're a furry, then. Let's reject it again.
No.
Yeah. No.
I went back and listened to that clip. It's so, like, on the spot. What's that? It's about furries. Well, okay. All right, Mike. This Mike guy wrote into us. I didn't know that hosts could write in instead of just tell us.
Well, I could have, but, you know, I just wrote in. And I was asking, where's the transcript that was mentioned in the last podcast?
Your answer is laziness. I'll get to it tomorrow.
Okay, fine. And just to pad out my email, since it was just one line, I threw in some suggestions of my own. So I had salsa.
Salsa. Tasty, yeah. But only 5 minutes of tasty. Yes,
for the recently passed Cinco de Mayo holiday. And if you're so inclined, also the dance.
Which we all know, right?
No. Well,
who doesn't? Besides Dom.
Yeah, Dom. Maybe you should watch some dance movie.
I could teach you.
Or
yeah.
Just dance movie.
Oh, please no.
There's a nice one with Antonio Banderas.
Yes, there is, actually.
It's actually cut really well.
Yeah.
Zorro teaches dancing.
He doesn't dance terribly well if you watch the behind-the-scenes clips, but
they edit
they
it so
cut
that it, looks
it
good.
Really well, and and so you see the parts that he does right.
It's like the dance scenes in Gone with the Wind.
Or in Star Wars.
Size noodles?
The all-important dance scenes in Star Wars.
I believe you are forgetting Ula.
What?
Who are the two new ones that they put in?
Yeah,
who
doesn't really have a name.
They didn't
in
put
the movie,
new ones.
They...
It's Ula and six-breasted dancer named Gargan.
Yeah, the only...
She has a whole storyline. They all have storylines.
Yeah, everybody has a good storyline.
I have read.
She probably has her own novel.
Has a short story in Tales from Jabba's Palace.
Tales from Jabba's Palace.
Thanks.
I own that book twice.
I only own it once.
All right, so anyway, moving
on. I can't wait for the Star Wars episode.
I can't either. Will we time it with the MMO, the New Republic?
It will be
the Old Republic. Sorry.
No, it's coming out on end of May. It's going to be our first 3-hour episode.
Okay.
Consisting of just Kevin.
Yeah. And then after the 3-hour episode, other people can talk.
Well, other people can sneak in comments when he pauses to breathe.
Or when he stops strangling me whenever I mention things that never happened.
Oh, God, that episode's going to suck. I'm going to get my Shakespeare stuff in now.
My other suggestions were Samuel Goldwyn, so that you can get to James Bond and possibly Sean Connery via MGM.
We're doing James Bond through spies, which is an all-encompassing spy episode, which is going to be 3 hours.
Yeah, what is it, the JBs with James Bond, Jason Bourne, and they added Jack Bauer. Does he count as a spy, actually?
Not really.
Yeah,
he's
so it's more
like
he's a counter-terrorist
official.
Yeah,
Sangreal, that can lead into the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons,
which is why that's gonna be skipped.
Yep.
Sauropod for dinosaurs in general.
I would love to do an all dinosaur episode.
Yeah, that would actually be
remember
awesome.
When you like dinosaurs?
Yes.
And you like pretend you're a T-Rex until your mom said stop chewing on the couch.
And when
I was
stick
always
your
Stegosaurus.
You stick your elbows yes. down into your shirt like, and you
That reminds me of Firefly, actually. Anyway.
Saxophone into music in general, although I was thinking of jazz specifically when I wrote that.
We know so much about jazz. It's hilarious.
And by we know so much about jazz, I mean it's the only question we get right every year in that trivia contest in the music portion.
Especially if it has something to do with Miles Davis.
Because it always has something to do with Miles Davis. It's as if the only people who existed were Miles Davis and John Coltrane and, you know, not Charlie Yardbird Parker and the other...
Jelly Roll Morton!
Thanks, Mike.
The roll... Oh, man. Scamidonia, another excuse to sing Kyaiden, since we didn't sing anything for Street Fighter.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's one of the...
He's one of the online remixer dudes.
Yeah, and Scamidonia is the... You would know him as Mylan, the Earth Fiend in Final Fantasy II.
Eh. Anyway.
Yes, I do know.
Scotland.
And
if we bring in Highlander, then we can sing Queen.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
Here's a funny thing, actually, is that someone who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle blog was complaining that Scotty is played by Simon Pegg, a Brit. And it's just like...
Well, an Englishman.
Yeah, an Englishman.
Because
Scots are Brits. Anyway, so the thing is that it was just like, I was just staring at it and going, you know, you do realize that James Bond was played by a Scotsman, right? Like, and he was the best Bond, right?
Perhaps
himself is supposed to be Welsh, isn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah, and Wolverine is played by an Australian.
And Hikaru Sulu is played by a Korean. And it's just like, who cares about these things right now?
Not the casting director of Highlander.
Yeah.
Ramirez!
Or the casting director of Hunt for Red October.
Because you know that Ramirez is originally from Egypt.
What? I don't remember that one.
He's from Spain. That's where his name comes from. But originally, when he first got his quickening, he was in Egypt.
All right, then.
And besides, when do we ever need an excuse to sing Queen?
That's true.
We gotta get through these fast. We need to get through these really fast because this is the longest stuff episode ever.
All right, let's
sorry.
Keep going.
So, I'll start skipping some of these. Secret agent, that was a way to get James Bond.
Spies.
Shuttlecock, just so we can say the shuttlecock, the shuttlecock, like Alec Baldwin does in The Simpsons.
There's your shuttlecock episode.
There's your shuttlecock episode.
Skull and Crossbones. September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. You can also tangent into the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
I'm going to consider this for the talk like a pirate. Let's talk about that later.
Spaceman Spiff, so you can talk about Calvin and Hobbes.
This is a good suggestion.
Yes, this is a good suggestion.
Sphinx, it is going on.
Sphinx for riddles, so Amy can talk about riddles. Stratford-upon-Avon, as if you needed another inroad to Shakespeare. Sudden Death, so you can talk about memorable sports game finishes. Or you can talk about the Jean-Claude Van Damme hockey
movie.
That's
what I thought
when
about.
I read Sudden Death, I was like, the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Same here.
I can't believe that's the first thing you guys thought of.
I saw it in a theater.
Wow.
Keep going.
Theodore Svedberg, so you can suck up to the Swedish listeners. And Sydney, and gain back some Australian listenership by plugging their capital.
Yeah, Dom.
We didn't lose the listeners. They're
when I think of, sadly, when I think of Sydney, I think of Alias and Jennifer Gardner. So
when I think of people that say bad things about Australia,
I think about the S Words podcast.
Thanks, guys. Way to throw me under the bus. I appreciate it.
I'm going to throw you under two. Finally, one comment from Arun. He says, hey, guys, I've been a loyal listener since your first podcast. I've not heard anyone suggest the Silverhawks TV show. Silverhawks?
I don't remember that
I don't
all.
Know what it is.
What is the Silverhawks TV show?
I could talk about them for scraps, but not a whole episode.
Okay. That is the entire mailbag. So I'd like to thank you guys for writing in. We always love getting all your email, and we go through every single one of them. Sometimes they don't make the show because of timing constraints, but...
it's okay. We'll fix it in post.
Oh, great. That's my job. Anyways, go ahead and send more of your questions, comments, feedback, anything to feedback at s-words-podcast.com. Also, don't forget, you can get all of our episodes, see the schedule, check out stuff about us, look for hidden links at www.s-words-podcast.com. And also, don't forget that we still have ourselves up on iTunes. We got a bunch of reviews in lately. We actually have 26 reviews from people just doing stars, and now we have 12 written reviews. So definitely those of you that wrote in reviews, please email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Let me know about it so that I can arrange to send you guys pins when the first batch comes in. So just letting you guys know, the opportunity is still there. Pins go fast. Anyways, also don't forget to check us out at twitter.com/s_words.
That's mine.
That is Dom's Twitter account. Dang, you couldn't just like. Okay.
That's mine.
That's mine.
It's mine, and you can't have it.
I wonder if we can turn that into a new tag.
When you do, it's mine.
Anyways, we're doing something new for the podcast. I think you guys have figured that out. We are doing shout outs now instead of quotes because sometimes we forget the quotes, but we can always find something random to shout out about. So, starting off, Mr. Dom.
Gundam! Con!
We're taking shouting a little literally, sorry.
I just recently found out that Sakura Taisen 5 is coming out in North America.
Hey, Mike, did you find out that Sakura Taisen 5 is coming out to North America?
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what's your shout out?
That was mine.
Oh,
I knew it would be Mike's. I just didn't know that he was going to be doing stiff.
All right. Good night, everybody. Say good night, Alex.
Good night, Alex.
Good night, Wolverine.
Cut this out. Guess what? I think we're having a break.
Hey, Danny, while we're on break, when you fight...